So, Hare Krishna. You have all chosen to attend the Govardhan retreat, and I would like to tune you in a little bit into how you can derive the maximum benefit of your time here at the site of Giriraj. First of all, I would like to say that a retreat is different from a festival. It is different from what most of us know when we visit the temples and attend, for instance, a weekend seminar where there are different speakers requested to talk on different subjects, or one speaker who focuses on one subject. A retreat has a dimension which is much deeper than just information or gathering information or new inspirations. A retreat and the way it is laid out aims at the transformation of the heart. Transformation, that is an important subject in spiritual cultures. It can also be translated as a substantial inner change. I think in some ways, if we asked ourselves the question, is there still something for me to attain in spiritual life? The answer will most probably be a glowing yes. Yes, certainly. I need to move forward. But often I don't know what is my next step. Often I do not know, I lack the inner strength, really, and maybe also support to move forward. On a retreat, all these things can happen, provided you know how to what it means to be on a retreat. On a retreat, you can get insights, what are your next steps. And more important, you can get the, let us say, spiritual empowerment to really make sure that these next steps happen in your spiritual life. The way a retreat works is by taking the individual through at least three steps. First, when you come to the retreat, you come the way you are at the present moment. Maybe you come also with a slightly apprehensive feeling. Apprehension is that emotion which you feel and you really don't know what is coming up, and you are a little, almost a little bit in anxiety. Will I be able to do all this? Will I match up? So you come as you are with maybe a little apprehension or at least curiosity. My God, I heard so much about it. Or I was already at one or two retreats, but I really don't know what will happen this time and here. This is good, because this curiosity, or also this, whatever mixes into the curiosity, a little anxiety, a little ooh-hoo feeling, how do we say this in English? Ooh, I think it expresses, that can prepare you for the next step. That is, you enter into a zone which is called in sophisticated English the liminal space. What it means is an in-between state. something where you leave your old life behind. You live now differently, and you have a different schedule than you regularly have. But you are not yet sure where all of this is going, because you're in between. You're in the not in the old place, but you are also not yet in the new place. It's the twilight zone. Das Niemandsland, if you understand German language. And it is amazing that in this space, this in-between space, where you have exited the known, and you are not yet where you want, you make all your discoveries. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics, in this thing, in this state, many things can happen. Also a slightly uncomfortable feeling that is to be expected. You will, for instance, see, wow, the accommodations here in the on the side of the sacred mountain are not always looking very sacred. They look in fact very rustic. Oh, you will see, ooh, it's so cold, and where do I get an extra blanket from? And my God, to take a shower out of a bucket, this is absolutely new for me, and so on. You might, in other words, feel a little discomfortable because, in fact, you are no longer in your comfort zone. Good. Welcome this feeling. Welcome this, let us say, exiting feeling. Welcome this little insecurity, because it is here where new things can grow. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, before a new construction comes a deconstruction. You can understand this English? If you want to build a new building, you have to tear down the old. And there on the fundaments of the old, sometimes even you need to lay new fundaments, the new construction can take place. So this is the second state. And then you will come to the third state. It is inspiring new discoveries. What helps you to go from this in-between state, this slightly, you can almost call it the zero point, this deconstruction? What has to happen so that you come to the new discovery? My dear devotees, this is maybe the most important thing I could share with you. You have to hear new things, sometimes even the old things, and then you have to commit to apply in your life what you have heard new. This is very important. This is the, let us say, the saving grace, that is a saving force that can help us to go, to move forward. You will hear a lot. You will, starting from the early morning up to the evening, where we will end with a wonderful katha by our by the Purnamasi of our retreat, our Jagatarini. She even has white hair like Purnamasi. She will transform into an animated storyteller. You will see, a whole movie will appear before your eyes. So from the early morning up to the late evening, you will hear. And during these katas, or during these spiritual instructions and inspirations, be very alert, please. Pick out those things which are relevant for your application. Sometimes some katas you just have to hear. There is nothing, you just let it, you drink it. This is how the Bhagavatam puts it, Bibasam Bhagavatam Kata. You drink the kata with the vessels of your ears and let this spiritual information purify and inspire your tired heart. Yes, but sometimes, seminars, you will hear points. I'm sure Burijan Prabhu will give us many hints how to apply things. My seminar is all on transformation. There will be something, Madhavananda, and then Adi Purusha Prabhu will also. Adi Purusha has 14 steps to attain pure bhakti ready for us. It will be a staircase to the world of bhakti, which he will lay. So please put in spiritual practice throughout the retreat. Shravanam, hearing. Kirtanam, singing. There will be a lot of kirtan. And smaranam, remembering and then applying. That will help you very, very much to come to what we can call the third state, that is new discoveries. So you are coming as you are, with maybe a little aspiration. Hopefully you have some desire to move forward in your life. Even if not, you will move forward. The second state is you will enter a liminal space. I can already tell you, it will be a little, you will feel being on shaky ground. Sometimes in the life of Mataji's, this expresses as profuse tears. Very welcome. During the retreat, men feel, oh, what did I get into? Maybe I should go back to New York and live an ordinary life, you know. Everyone will most properly come to this. That is wanted. That's absolutely necessary so that the new, the old life gets deconstructed and the new life comes. It doesn't have to come as dramatic as I have pictured it, but I thought better to lay it out very clear and a little bit dramatic so that when it comes to you, you greet it with a smile. Good. Fine. I would like to now end this particular session. As we notice from the cough, which some of you have, winter is coming. We are technically in December, in the month of December, but everything is so different in Vrindavan. This is a very warm December, for instance. Krishna saved us a little. But still, I wish to give you now a little insight from the Bhagavatam, how to make best use of your retreat. My dear devotees, in the Bhagavatam, there is one verse. It comes in the 11th canto, chapter 29, verse 22, which introduces a very interesting concept, that is to use your body and mind to reach untold treasures of spiritual discovery. It's the verse says, this process is the supreme intelligence of the intelligent, and it is the cleverness of the most level. For by following it, one can in this very life, means now, make use of the temporary and unreal to achieve me, the eternal reality. As you are here on the retreat, please remember to use your body and your mind, that is your very existence, in devotional processes, hearing, chanting, remembering and applying, acting. No? Remember to do this, and then you can always move forward. I'm reading you a little from the purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The people of this earth who are mortal and born in low families can offer me, Krishna, their bodies. They can offer me their bodies, which are actually not worth a penny. For they are often deformed and will eventually be afflicted with old age and disease. But through their offering, they can attain me, the ocean of sweetness. Accepting their offering, I, who am supposed to be the cleverest, give myself with joy to the devotees, along with my priceless ornaments, bracelets, and crown. So aren't these people of the earth the most intelligent and skillful? Make use of your time. Use your bodies. Bring them out of bed at the right time. Be careful to pace yourself. Eat sufficiently. Sleep sufficiently. But see your bodies as an instrument which will carry you here to make best use of the retreat. And then you can attain Krishna, who is happy to see your sacrifice. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur asks, what does it mean to give one's body to the Lord? What does it mean? It means to engage the ear and other organs in hearing, chanting, remembering, and service. No? Hear, chant, remember, and do some service. If the tongue is engaged in chanting, if the ears are engaged in hearing, if the hands are engaged in service, then one is giving one's body to the Lord. And the Lord will give himself to such a devotee. This is a very nice opportunity for us. It doesn't come very often. Here in Govardhan, you will not find big shopping centers. You will not find huge industries for distraction. Here in Govardhan, you will find a life which is suitable and very favorable for engaging in the main processes of devotional service, that is, hearing and chanting. And also, please, when the opportunity for you arises, give a hand to do service, and really you will see very, very, very nice results. I wish you a wonderful retreat. Not a festival. Well, it is a festival for the soul. Yeah, yes. A retreat where you can make new discoveries and become empowered in such a way that you can live by them. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.